Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 14th, and I am reading in the New International Version. We pick up in Exodus chapter 20 today, verses 1 through 17, and this is the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them to worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his axe or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." I'm actually studying the Ten Commandments in Jen Wilkins Bible Study. I know you hear me talk about her all the time, but she spends almost 3 weeks on these Ten Commandments, and we have done them all in one day. One of the commandments that she talked about that was striking to me was remembering the Sabbath day. She noted that we cease from labor so that others can cease from their labor as well. She makes note of the fact that here in the Ten Commandments, it says, "On that day you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals," anybody, nobody works. And then she brought up the idea of sometimes we might do something so that others can rest. So if you take a meal to a family who's just had a baby, this is a positive way to help somebody else Sabbath. The ultimate kind of landing point was the idea that Sabbath makes us realize and recognize that we are not in control and that the world does not necessarily need us to continue on. It reminds us of our dependence upon God, that we can work and work and stew and stew, and yet without the Lord's blessing, nothing happens. And so that was a good reminder for me. If you want to talk more about the Ten Commandments, I would love to chat. And also, if you want more information about that resource and how to get the Bible study, let me know. All right, Psalm 113. Remember, 2 days ago, I said that each of these psalms starts with "Praise the Lord." Psalm 113. "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you His servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? the one who sits enthroned on high? Who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sits them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. And then let's turn over to Romans. Romans chapter 8 will be in verses 18 through 30 today. The title in my Bible says, Present Suffering and Future Glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Thank you for listening along on this Maundy Thursday as we contemplate Jesus as He goes to the cross, as He is having His Last Supper, as He washes His disciples' feet, and then He teaches them about the body and the blood, and then as He goes into the Garden of Gethsemane and is betrayed by Judas. And as we think on our Lord and tomorrow, Good Friday, being a day when we remember Christ's crucifixion and all that He suffered on our behalf, let us just sit in that today. So if you have time to come tonight at 6:30, there is a Maundy Thursday service. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for the reminders in Your word that You call us to be a people who honor You and are reminded that we can work and stew and think that we're in control, but ultimately You are the one that gives blessing. And so with the psalmist today, we say, let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. Thank You for the hope of the gospel, for the redemption of our bodies, for the resurrection that You provide. Thank You, Lord, that when we do not know what to pray, Your Spirit intercedes on our behalf. What a promise. Today, we pray for those in our fellowship whose names start with C. We thank You, Lord, for all the different people who are named by You, Lord, and You know them. And so we pray for them. We ask Your encouragement on them. whatever they face today, would you go before them and behind them and beside them and within them? Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that we share as a community of faith. Bless these, my sisters and brothers, I pray today, through Christ our Lord. Amen.